Well, good morning. How the hell are you? Good to see you. It is the Plan B Morning Show. Brock with Hunter. What's up, you ace?
Morning. Good morning, you ace. How you doing?
Ace. Doing good, buddy. Feeling good on a Wednesday. We're halfway through the week. It's payday tomorrow. I got a bunch of stuff in my Amazon cart. I'm just waiting to hit purchase with. So, yeah.
Stuff that you absolutely need, right?
Of course. There's nothing in my Amazon cart that I don't absolutely need.
You know what my last Amazon purchase was? Mm. I got it, what, yesterday? Yeah, I got it in the mail yesterday.
No, what was it?
100 AA batteries and 100 AAA batteries.
You don't need...
I'm sick of not having them, dude. I don't know where they go.
Yeah, I know where they go. Your wife's vibrator.
Damn. Which is why I bought 100 AA's and 100 AAA's.
That's smart. The way she burns through those batteries, man, you need them. You need them. She'd probably just get a rechargeable ones, huh?
Yeah, I was debating between that. So I think I still might get rechargeable batteries. But a lot of these batteries will like go in like clocks and stuff. And I don't want to like keep changing the batteries and wall clocks and whatnot. Yeah, I know what you mean. She does. Yeah, maybe the rechargeables is worth. He's some lithium ions, man. That's what.
He's a hook solar power. That's what you need.
We just take it to the shop, dude. We could throw a Hemi on.
Yeah, there you go. Throw a Hemi on that vibrator. This vibrator's got 426 horse, baby.
Oh, man. Is that a fully blown?
Well, I'm glad you got your batteries, and yes, I'm excited for, I may actually do the purchase now because I'll get paid
tonight.
What's
in yours?
I don't want to say.
Yeah, you're making fun of me and my battery purchase. What do you got in there?
I don't want to say. I don't want to admit to what I'm buying. All right, maybe.
You got to.
There may or may not be a light for the mini bike. Maybe. Well, I'm not saying for sure. There may or may not be a new pair of Chucks. There may... Or sure. May not be a 5-foot by 8-foot realistic fake grass turf that I want to have out in front of the camper.
So dude, you know what, though? Those aren't bad things. I've purchased worse.
So I always have a lawn that I don't have to mow in front of the camper. That's kind of what I'm thinking. So
I bought a bull whip off of Amazon one time, Brian. I think you're going to be okay.
No. It was a sex whip. We have to clarify for everyone. It had gold studs on the handle, okay? It was a sex whip.
It was a good-looking bull.
What can I say? My bull's fancy. All right, I digress. We could spend all day talking about what you and I are going to buy, but we got to get to it. It's time for your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden.
Your best buds in the biz.
What's up, Katie? Love the gang over there. So this actually happened just east of us there in Detroit. So a guy in Detroit got arrested on Sunday for firing at least 16 shots into someone's house after they called his baby ugly.
Ooh.
Cops tracked him down and arrested the woman he was with, too. The baby was also in the car. A guy across the street got the whole thing on video and said the guy was fighting another man who was inside the house. Several kids were also inside. Luckily, no one was hurt. So...
The crazy thing was the cops showed up and they're like, well, yeah, the baby is pretty ugly.
It's like, geez, I mean, we're going to have to side with the guy you were shooting at. Here's the thing, folks.
I can see both sides of this.
Don't be upset if someone says your baby's ugly, okay? All babies are ugly when they're little, okay? There's no such thing as a cute baby. Once they start, you know, getting some hair and, you know, they start, like, opening their eyes, all babies are ugly. Come on. They've just been sitting marinating inside a woman for 9 months. You're not going to tell me that thing's going to be adorable.
Apparently, right? When I came out, the doctor looked back at my dad like deer in the headlights, like, what should we do?
I don't think he's done cooking yet. Should we get him back in there?
Put him back.
He's another couple more months, man. Believe it or not, I actually do have the audio from the ugly baby confrontation here.
Is it me or was that the ugliest baby you have ever seen?
I couldn't look. It was like a Pekingese.
Boy, a little too much chlorine in that gene pool.
That was real audio from the scene, believe it or not. So, right. Look out for those ugly babies. We'll be back.